Okay, tonight's topic is sleeping in shul. If you're feeling drowsy, maybe just wait till the end of the shiur. I was giving my chabur in yeshiva earlier this year, and two people were sleeping. So I said, why was it that Esther Malka was offered to be queen of 127 provinces? And neither of them woke up.
Did it work?
Did not work. They kept on sleeping. So it worked for Rabbi Akiva, but I guess... we have in this week's Seder, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinaso Vayomer, Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, V'anochi Lo Yadati. Rashi comments, V'anochi Lo Yadati, She'im Yadati, Lo Yashanti B'makom Kadosh Kaseh. Had I known what's going on here, I would never have slept in this holy place. So it sounds like there's some concern along the lines of Mora HaMikdash, that they realize that this is the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore there's an Isser to sleep there. So people quote, in the name of the Brisker Rav, haven't seen this, it's not in the stencils or in the Chidush HaBrisker Rav HaTorah, but I just saw it in a number of secondhand sources that all quoted the same way. The Brisker Rav commented, you see, but Yaakov Avinu, even though he experienced such lofty heights in this vision, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, he said it wasn't worth it because I violated the Isser of Mora HaMikdash. So you have to clarify, how exactly do we know that there is an Isser of sleeping that's included in Mora HaMikdash? The Gemara does tell us in Yevamos and Davav that there is a din of Mora HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, apparently, sounds like the din of Mora HaMikdash applies even after Chorban HaBayis. So it's not only because of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence that there is such a din of Mora HaMikdash. So how do we know that sleeping is considered within Mora HaMikdash? Look at the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, and we discussed this last year, one of the Shirim, about Mora HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Liyurim in HaMikdash, and Amar HaMikdash Yitiro, and what's Yiras HaMikdash? You shouldn't walk in B'machlov, B'menal Shabraglov, B'apundasa, B'avak Shalraglov. And then Halacha Gimel, you have to walk in a certain direction. And Halacha Hey, Lo Yakilis, Rosho, Keneged, Shar, Mizrachi, Shalazara. So there's no mention anywhere here of an Isser of sleeping B'makom HaMikdash. However, if you look in Tosos, Daf Mem Gimel, Medbez, in Mesechta Sukkah, Tosus on the top, Dibur Maskel Teshvu, seems to indicate that Mora HaMikdash has one other halacha, the din of Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Malcha Beis David Blavat, that under normal circumstances, a person is not allowed to sit in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rabbim includes this in Perek Zayin, there is one of the details of Mora HaMikdash, you're not allowed to sit down, unless you're a king. And Tosus seems to indicate that just as Yeshiva is Asur, then Mikol Shekein, Shane is going to be Asur as well. This is also found in the Ravid Parish, Amesachav Tamid, Daf Kafei, Amen Aleph, that just as there's the din of Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elam Alchei Beis David Blavad, so there's also an Isser of sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that din of Ein Yeshiva Bazar is only Bazar. It doesn't apply to the entire Har Bayis. It only applies to a specific part of the Har Bayis, the higher level Kedusha of the Azara and further in. So how do you know, if that's the makor, that there's an Isser sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash, so how do you know that the Taka is an Isser outside of the Azara? Maybe in the rest of Har Bayis there is no Isser. That may be true. If you look in the Mishnah in Tamid, and Kafei Men Aleph, the Mishnah there discusses the beginning of Mesechus Tamid, the pagination of the Vilna Shas, there are a few of these smaller Mesechus that are printed there together. So it's Daf Kavdalin Mabez in the printing of the Vilna Shas, but it's the first Mishnah of Mesechus Tamid, where the Mishnayos discuss the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, guarding and standing watch in the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Mishnah there tells us, the Mishnah there tells us that the Shomrim would go into certain rooms in the Har HaBayis complex. Bayis kagadol hayamukaf ruvdin shel evan. So there were certain platforms of stone that were in this room in the Har HaBayis. and Ziknei Beis Av Yishenim Sham. And the Ziknei Beis Av would sleep on these platforms in these rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. U'maftechas Azara B'yadam, and they'd hold on to the keys to the Azara. So here you see, apparently, that it was permitted to sleep in certain parts of the Har Bayis, not in the Azara itself. As the Mefarshim point out, that these lishkos were partially in the Azara, partially out of the Azara, partially Bakodesh and partially Bachol. So the area that was Bachol, that wasn't in the Azara, it sounds like it was Taka Mutter to sleep in those areas. So even though there may have been an Isser of sleeping in the Azara because of Ein Yeshiva, Bazara, Malcha, Beisav, and Bavad, it may not have extended to the entire Har Habayis. Okay, so then, if that's the model, Yaakov Avinu seems to be saying that had I known where I am, then I wouldn't have slept in this place, and this place is an area where it wouldn't have been mutter to sleep. But the other thing you see from this comment to the Brisker Rav, and if you look at Rav Asher Weiss's Minchas Asher, one of the simanim on Parshas Vayetze, he quotes this from one of the more obscure midrashim, that apparently you see that this Isser, or this Din of Mar Mikdash, applied even before there's a Beis HaMikdash. As I understand, based on the Gemara in Yavamos, that the Isser of Mar Mikdash could apply, the Din of Mar Mikdash could apply after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So either because, as the Rambam writes pretty explicitly there in Perek Zayin of Beis HaBechira, that we assume, the Rambam assumes, Kishel HaShaita, Kishel HaSalava, the Rambam assumes that the Kedusha that was invested in the Beis HaMikdash existed even after the Chorban, and therefore, because the Kedusha continues to exist, there are halachas related to Mar HaMikdash. It still is a Makam Kadosh, and we still have to be in awe of that Makam. So according to the Rambam, I well understand that there's a din of Mar HaMikdash even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The question is according to the Ravid. The Ravid argues and says, Kishel HaShaita lo Kishel HaSalava, so you don't have Kedusha HaMikdash now anymore. Fine. Is there still a din of Mar HaMikdash? So we discussed this last year, one of the Shirim. The Ravid is not masig on the point of Mar HaMikdash. The Ravid doesn't say anything. So does that mean that the Ravid agrees to the Rambam that even though the Ravid himself holds that Kishel HaShaita lo Kishel HaSalava, there's still a din of Mar HaMikdash? So the Minchas Chinuch develops that idea that, yeah, even if you hold that the Kedusha HaMikdash doesn't exist anymore, but because this is the makom that did have Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, and in the future will still have Kedusha Beis HaMikdash again, even if it lacks that Kedusha right now, it still is subject to the halachas of Mar HaMikdash, and then maybe even the Ravid agrees to the Rambam that there is a din of Mar HaMikdash bismanos of it. Anyway, you slice it, so I understand that you can have a din of Mar HaMikdash after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But mechet heisi that there was a din of Mar HaMikdash before the Beis HaMikdash was ever built. What was that based on? So this whole assumption, the Brisker Rav's explanation, and what seems to emerge from this comment of Rashi and Anuchi Lo Yadati, is that there is some element of Mar HaMikdash that was in place even before the Beis HaMikdash was built. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests, and I saw this also in an article in Moriah, in volume Kuf Lamed Zayin by Rav Nasa and Zuchovsky, they both basically say the same thing, that it could be the din of Mar HaMikdash isn't simply a function of Kedusha HaMikdash, but it's a function of Hashras HaShchina. L'mashal, we find one of the details of Mar HaMikdash is you're not allowed to wear your shoes. You have to remove your shoes when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Who's the first person to remove his shoes? Moshe Rabbeinu. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Not in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he's on Har Sinai, but there's no Kedushas Makam there, but he was experiencing the Shechina. Yeshua was told by the Malach, take your shoes off as well. He wasn't in the Makam of Mikdash, he wasn't in the Mishkan, he wasn't in a Makam that had Kedusha Be'etzem, but he was experiencing the Shechina. So then apparently you see that where the Shechina exists, where there's a heightened level of Gilui Shechina, so then there's a certain level of Mora that is appropriate, you have to take your shoes off. And it makes sense that Yaakov Avinu perceived that he was in the presence of the Shechina. They point out, Yaakov Avinu knew beforehand that this is where the Mikdash was going to be built. That's why he came back there in the first place, according to Chazal's understanding of the Pesukim. But what he didn't know was that the Shekhinah is there right now. So when he had this experience of the Chalom, he realized that the Shekhinah was there right now, and then he realized that Al Tzmor HaMikdash would not have been appropriate to sleep in that location. Okay, so how is this din of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, and by extension, not sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash, and Bechlal, the Din of Mar HaMikdash, relevant to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Bizmanoses. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. If you look in the Sefer HaYireim, in the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Yireim, Simon Tav Tes, or the old version of Simon Shin Kaf Dalet, the next page of the Marmor Kamos. So the Yireim is a Rishon, most famous for assuming that the din of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash as an extension of Mor HaMikdash is a din d'oraisa. He writes, Mor HaMikdash v'yireisa melakacha tziva v'yikanes adam l'mikdash ol Beis HaKnesses ol Beis HaMedrash shi'ina b'hamor v'kibud. So the Yireim lumps together Beis HaMikdash, Beis Knesses, Beis HaMedrash all in the same breath, that there's a din d'oraisa of Mor and Kibud for all these places v'osa hamida. And he quotes that Gemara of Lomi Mikdashi Atayara El Misha Hizra El Mikdash, and he assumes that applies to the Beis Knesses and Beis HaMedrash as well, because those are considered to be a Mikdash Ma'at. And then he goes through the various details that we find that are parallel between Mor HaMikdash and Mor Beis HaKnesses. Just an interesting Mar Makom in the Sefer Rakeach, which I haven't seen recently, I had in my notes from a previous time. But you can check if it's there. Apparently the Rokeach says that you're not allowed to talk Sichas Chulin in Beis Knesses, and if you do so, you're Chayiv Malkus on some level. Doesn't mean you're going to give the guy Malkus, but theoretically he's roy to be given Malkus, because that's a violation of Bia Reikonis. So just like you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash for no reason, you can only go to the Beis HaMikdash if you have a purpose. You can't stop walking for fun. So if you go into shul, just to shmooze, so that's a violation of Bi'ur Reikonis, and just like that's Aser B'Beis HaMikdash, it's Aser B'Beis HaKnesses as well. And then the Ran in Megillah, Daf Ches, B'Daf Erif, assumes that the din of Kedusha B'Beis HaKnesses is only a din Derabbanan. So Mazamin is quoted as saying that even if you want to assume, like the Yireim, that the din of Kedusha B'Beis HaKnesses is the din D'Oraisa, so that's going to be relevant to certain halachas, to the kind of extreme kalas rosh, to acting in a very inappropriate fashion. But when it comes to, as we'll see, the iser v'achila shasiya, probably sleeping as well, that everyone would agree has to be an iser a din derabbanan, because as we'll see, there are kulas that exist for sleeping and eating, that if it was a din deraisa, it wouldn't make sense to have those carve-outs. Okay. So the basic source in the Gemara for the halacha of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is the Gemara in the end of Megillah, the next page of the Marmor Kamos, Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah talks about the status of a Beis HaKnesses that has been destroyed, and what you are and are not allowed to do in the confines of a destroyed Beis HaKnesses. Then the Gemara quotes a Brisa at the very bottom line on Kaf Ches Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, but they're not allowed to act in a levitous fashion in a Beis Knesses. What does that mean? You're not allowed to eat or drink there. You're not allowed to dress yourself up. You can't stam spend your time there. You can't use it as a refuge from the inclement weather. And you can't have a private hesped in a Beis Knesses. Okay, so the Brice here tells us you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink. There's no mention of not sleeping. You look in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah of the next page, Perek Yud Aleph, for the Rambam has these halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, halacha vav. Bate kenesios abate midrashos ein noagin behen kalus rosh kigon sechok vihitol v'sicha v'teila vein ochlim behen vein shosim behen vein ayosim behen vein metailim behen vein nechnasim behen v'cham 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 v'cham. So the Rambam essentially quotes the various examples of the Gemara, and just as the Gemara has no mention of sleeping, the Rambam has no mention of sleeping as well. Well, here the Rambam is only talking about Beis Knesses, and the Gemara is only talking about Beis Knesses. How do we know to extend Beis Medrash from Beis Knesses? That we'll see a little bit. And it could be Beis Medrash in certain areas may be more chamer, in certain areas may be more kal. But the Brisa there, strictly speaking, according to our Girsa, is only talking about a Beis HaKnesses. So again, the Gemara makes no mention of an iser of sleeping. The Rambam makes no mention of an iser of sleeping as well. Which, at first glance, would make sense, because if the model is Mar HaMikdash. So number one, the Isser of sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash, as we indicated, seems to be limited to the Azara because of that din of Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Lamacha Beis David Bilvad. And just as there is no Isser of sitting in a Beis Knesses, so why should there be an Isser of Shena? So that would make sense on some level, how the Rambam and the Gemara makes no mention of an Isser of sleeping. However, the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, quotes from the Nemuka Yosef and some other Rishonim that maybe they had a different gear from the Gemara, but they include in this list an Isser of sleeping in Shul as well. And that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look, skip a couple pages. Simen Kuf Nun Aleph in Arachayim. Etc. Skip to Seif Gimel. You're not allowed to sleep in Shul. Aval b'beis hamedrash mutter. So there's an Isser Shena b'beis Knesses, as opposed to Beis HaMedrash, or at least Shena Sarai would be mutter in a Beis Medrash. So the Beis Yosef is paskening like the Nemuka Yosef and the Ma'ir ibn Chabib, and those Rishonim that he quotes, who indicate that there is indeed an Isser of sleeping in Shul.
See, if this were a din in terms of Hashavas HaShechina, there shouldn't be a distinction between Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, right?
Good. So the basis of the... Okay, so hold on to that for a minute. Good. Even though the Rabbim in Hilchas Tefillah doesn't make any mention of an Isser of sleeping in Shul, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, even though the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah makes no mention of an Isser of sleeping in Shul, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam does have the following din. Talmud Torah Perek Dalid Halacha Tes. Ein yishenim b'beis hamedrash. You're not allowed to sleep in a beis medrash. The kol hamisnamnim b'beis hamedrash. Whoever dozes off in a beis hamedrash, chachmoso naseis krayim krayim, bad things will happen to him. He's going to not have a sound basis of knowledge anymore. Where did the Rambam get this from? So this is a Gemara in Perek Ben Sar Umora, Daf Ayin Aleph in Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to sleep in a Beis Medrash. That's interesting. The Lashon of Gemara is V'chol HaYashin B'Beis HaMedrash, and the Rambam quotes it as V'chol HaMisnamne. Gemara says whoever sleeps, and the Rambam says Chol HaMisnamne, which is a lower level or a less intense form of sleep. Nim v'lo nim, nir v'lo nir, someone who's in a early sleep stage or in a somewhere between sleep and wakefulness. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Talmud Torah, skip a few pages, Simon Reish Mem Vav and Yerodea. Simon Reish Mem Vav Yerodea Se'if Tes Vav. Or Tez Zayin. So the Mechaber Paskins, Ein Yishen B'Beis HaMedrash, V'chol HaMisnamnim B'Beis HaMedrash, Chachmas HaNaseis Krayim Shenemar, U'Krayim Talbish Numa. So one second. The Mechaber in Arachayim Paskins, that there's an Isser of Shena B'Beis HaKnesses, even Shena Sarai, but B'Beis HaMedrash is Mutter. And here, the Mechaber Paskins, you're not allowed to sleep in a Beis Medrash. What does Mishabura say?
Mishabura says that the personal machine is a ride.
Good, so that's based on the Shach, right? So the Shach here, look at the original source, the Shach in Yerodea Simen Reish Mem Vav Se'if Tes Sif Katan Tes Vav, he asks his Kasha, implicitly, and he says, "B'beis Yosef, Ma'isi Elzeh Hader Minim Perak Bnei Yair." The Gemara Megillah. So there, the Gemara says in Daf Kafches, "Shalu Yisrael Bzeira." Mamer after Yamim. So that Gemara that quotes various Amarayim who give various formula for how they were Zochet to Arichas Yamim. So in the answer of Zeir, the question, what did you do to be Zochet to Arichas Yamim? Amar Lei, one of the things was, Lo Yashanti, the Beis HaMedrash, Lo Sheinas Keva, Lo Sheinas Sarai. That was a Midas Chasidus, it sounds like. Sarach Lomar, the Sheinas Sarai, Mishem Midas Chasidus Nahag. Okay. That was a Midas Chasidus and a Beis HaMedrash, he didn't even sleep Sheinas Sarai. Ava Bidina Mutter, Kemoshin Espar, Barachayim. So Me'ikir Adin, you're allowed to sleep a Sheinas Sarai in a Beis HaMedrash. And it was there was a Chumar. So the Shach seems to be saying that this din in Yaradeya is only Mishum Midas Chasidus.
Can they have in Europe, like, people don't have a place to stay, they put them to shul?
Good. So that's the next sif in Kufnun Aleph. The Mechaber passing is over there. Yitzarech Beis HaKnesses Mutter Lachal V'lisham V'socho V'mitam Zeh Yishen V'lel Yom HaKippur V'Beis HaKnesses Hafil Yitzarech Mitzvah Cheres. So we relax the Isser of Achila Shasiya in situations where there's a Tzarech, either Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, or some Rishonim say, if you have an Ani, so then that's equivalent. If he has nowhere to eat, nowhere to sleep, so then that would also be considered a Tzarech. That's what we call Midochek, where there are extenuating circumstances, and we would relax this restriction. Good. But so how do you resolve the stira, the parent's stira between Arachayim and Yeridei? So the Shach seems to be saying that the Ikara din, sleeping in a base madrash, is mutter. And it's only a Midas Chasidus, even though the presentation, it doesn't sound like it's a Midas Chasidus per se. So that's what the Shach seems to suggest. In the Tshuva's Pri Yitzchak, Yitzchak Glazer, Chelak Beis Simen Ches, Chelak Beis Simen Hey, he has the following analysis of Shitas HaRambam. So he says that it seems pretty clear in the Rambam that there's definitely no Isser of sleeping, not in a Beis Knesset, nor in a Beis HaMedrash, because the Rambam makes absolutely no mention of this in Hilchos Tefillah. And the only indication that we have that there's a problem is Akamar Vibzera, that there's a Midas Chasidus not to sleep in a Beis HaMedrash. But he says the following. What is the nature of that, be it Midas Chasidus, or however you phrase, however you formulate the Isser of sleeping in a Beis HaMedrash, where does that come from? So he suggests that it's not a function of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses or Kedusha Beis HaMedrash, not a function of Mor HaMikdash Mor Beis HaKnesses. Because if it was, you would have expected to find that in Hilchos Tefillah. You'd expect to find that in the Brisa in Megillah. But rather, the suggestion or the din, if you, whatever, however you want to formulate it, of not sleeping in a Beis HaMedrash is a din in Bittul Torah. And a Beis HaMedrash is a place that's miyuchad for Talmud Torah. So if you're going to sleep in a Beis HaMedrash, so that's a violation of Bittul Torah. You should be focusing your efforts when you're in a Beis HaMedrash on learning. That's what a Beis HaMedrash is for.
Even at night, when it's time?
That's what a Beis HaMedrash is for. If you wanted to sleep, then go home. And he says that's why the Rambam, it's Sama Meduyak, he says, the Rambam there in Hilchos Talmud Torah groups in the same halacha both sleeping in a Beis HaMedrash, as well as the next line there in Halacha Tess, you also shouldn't talk in a Beis HaMedrash Dvar Mitalim. You should limit your conversation to Divrei Torah. I feel a mission is Atish and Amalah Refuah Beis HaMedrash. You shouldn't even say Gesundheit if someone sneezes. Ukedushas Beis HaMedrash Chamur and Mikedushas Prat HaKnesses. In that sense, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is more Chamur than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. We have in the other direction, when it comes to eating, that we may be more makel in a Beis HaMedrash for people who are Tarasam Naso, people for whom it'll be create more Bittul Torah to leave the Beis HaMedrash in order to eat. That's what we have in the beginning of Simon Kufnun Aleph, the Lashon of Midochek. So it's true that there are more kulas in a Beis HaMedrash if it's someone who's a Talmud Chacham or who's engaged in learning, where there'd be more effort extended to leave in order to eat. But on the other hand, As far as the Bittul Torah aspect, as far as the concentration, the emphasis that you have in the Beis HaMedrash, that's what the Rambam says, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Chamura Mi Kedushas Beis HaKnesses.
But that sounds like Kedusha, not like the priest was saying. We're saying it's the Din Bittul Talmud Torah. It sounds like it's...
The Rambam is saying that in the context of these halachos of sleeping and sikha, not in the other in the context of the other halachos. So it is really the term Kedusha, but maybe in the limited context that he's talking about here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, these are Hilchos Talmud Torah, not Hilchos Tefillah or Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And the way he points out is that it's mistaber that you're not going to have a din of Shena Beis HaMedrash midin Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, because after all, it should be lo gara from the Beis HaMikdash. And even the Beis HaMikdash, there's only an Isser at best in the Azara, and we find that people did sleep, the Kohanim did sleep in other areas of the Har Bayis, and you can't argue that Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is going to be more Chamor or Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because according to the Rambam, there's no Isser of sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses either. So you can't argue that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is going to be more Chamor than the rest of Har Bayis. So he assumes it's a Davar Pashut within Shitas HaRambam, that there's no Isser Shena qua Shena anywhere. As far as Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is concerned, there's no Isser of sleeping. The Rambam's Einish Shena Beis HaMedrash is a function of the Bittul Torah that would be entailed by sleeping. It is interesting, the Magen Avraham here in Se'if, the Magen Avraham to, I think it's Sif Katan Dalet, the Magen Avraham to Sif Dalet in Simen Kuftan Aleph, makes the following comment. That even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that there are grounds to be makel about sleeping in Shul under certain circumstances, where there are other reasons to do so. Again, where is it here? Sif Dalet. L'tzorach Beis HaKnesses Mutar Lacha B'Lisha B'Socho. And that's why in certain places the practice was to sleep in Shul on Yom Kippur. But the Magen Avraham points out, the Mishnah Berurah hosted here in Sifkat in Yuches, V'lo Yafnis Mitasa L'Sham. You shouldn't bring your bed into Shul. So even when there's a kula to sleep in Shul, you shouldn't bring your bed in. Why? The Magen Avraham says, you see that from the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah Tamid that we started with, that there were these wooded, these stone platforms in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohanim would sleep. So you see that they didn't bring their beds in, they used the stone platforms. So from there you learn that you shouldn't bring a bed into a Beis HaKnesses even when there's a heter to sleep inside. It's not necessarily Bechreach, I think some later Kohanim point this out, not necessarily Bechreach, that they didn't bring in beds because there was an issue to bring in beds, or that was necessarily a violation of Kedushas HaMikdash, but that's the Magen Avraham's extrapolation. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that other Achronim dispute whether there is such a din of bringing beds into the Beis HaMikdash. I think we're short on time. I wanted to discuss briefly the machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rabbi Breish about whether one can bring a seeing eye dog into a shul. And by extension, their analysis of the issur of eating and drinking in the shul, and under what circumstances that's mutter. But I guess we'll have to leave that for another time.
Also, not a chiluk in terms of, but I think it's just a bubble, maybe on Altanai, right?
Right. So that's we'll have to talk about that at a different time.
So, what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? Kedushas based on medrashes, chamer mi kedushas. That's what Yehuda was asking. Mm-hmm. Based on knesses, what's that modifying? If it's more chummer and therefore what?
Saying, but
what do you mean? We're saying sleeping in a Beis HaMedrash is a Shinas Arai, so it seems to be less chummer. So what does it mean Kedushas Beis HaMedrash? Chumur and Kedushas Beis HaKnesses.
So Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is more chummer as far as the Isser Achila.
Is that talking about Achila? It's saying
what are you looking at?
In Reish Mem Vav Sif Yudayin.
Reish Mem Vav Sif Yudayin.
Right after I'm not talking.
Everything right, so that's Lashon HaRambam.
But what's that modifying? Is that modifying Tazvah B'Yud Zayin?
So that is modifying Shena and it's modifying Shena and Sicha.
So if it's modifying Shena, it would imply that the Inya Shena is worse by Bitzel.
So it's worse in the sense of the Bitzel Torah aspect, which is the context of the Rambam there.
It's worse. So then, meaning what? Then what can't you do more?
Meaning that Midas Hasidus of not according within the Shita of the Rambam. This is what.